radio listeners, anyway, this is Brother John of the Altar Call Program, and I want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes of this fine Sunday morning to tune us in, this old-fashioned Baptist preachers. We come to you live and in living color out on Cannon Boulevard here in Shelbyville, Tennessee. Now, I know that this day is the Lord's Day. I realize that every Sunday is the Lord's Day. Well, every day ought to be the Lord's Day. Amen. But this is a special day set aside in honor of our mothers. Amen. And so I want to give a special salute from me and my house to you and to your house. Amen. Now, listen, moms, I want to thank you so much for the blessing that you've been. So many I know down through these years have tried to live for God and try to raise your children upright and stay in the house of God's like this. I salute you. I honor you. And I thank God for you. Amen. I really do. And I'm going to make a few announcements, and then we're going to get, I got a special song I want to play for you this morning. It was a song that when I was a young man growing up that I used to couldn't stand. I used to hate every time it used to come on the radio. I would reach and cut the radio off, and the reason I did is because me and my mom never had no relationship at all. I felt bitterness in my heart against the things that she had done when I was born into this world, and her being a young teenage mother at that time, and she gave birth to me in the 40s, and so I held a grudge against my mother for 28 years of my life until September the 22nd, 1968, 9:30 that Sunday night. God saved me in an old tent revival up in Clarksville, Tennessee, visiting the state of Tennessee. Never been to church a day in my life. Never met nobody that prayed. Never read a Bible in my life. Never met a saved person all the days of my life. But I'm going to tell you something that night that God come into my heart. He gave me a love for my mom like I never had. Amen. Never did. Always used to reject him. And for those 28 years, I never would let a picture of her even be allowed in my house. I would not even mention her name because of the hardness that I had in my heart. But I want you to know, my friend, upon the sound of my voice, God forgive Brother Johnny for doing those kind of things. Amen. But I hope, my friend, you up on the side of my voice, you've not lived that kind of life. I don't care what your mom's ever done. I begged you today. I plead with you in the name of Christ for you to call her and tell her today that you love her. Maybe I'll get her to go to church with you, to take her out for Sunday dinner, go down and buy her a nice little card, and pick her up some flowers, and tell her that you love her. Just tell her, say, Mom, you're the best mom that an old boy ever had, and I love you. And some of you men up on the side of my voice, you don't know how blessed you are to have a wife that loves God and tries to go to church. And maybe you might not even go to church yourself, but you ought to thank God that you got a wife that'll put up with you and take your children and try to raise them up right. I got a prayer request I need to leave with you. A few days ago there at the home, you know, I work with the home there in Rock Springs, Georgia. We had one of the boys got killed this week. He'd only been at the home for 3 weeks. And thank the Lord, the boy had got saved during these weeks. His folks had sent him to the home because he was a rebellious son and breaking the mama's heart and causing all kinds of trouble. The boy had come to the home, the boy got saved, and the boy was out on a tractor here just 2 or 3 days ago, and the tractor turned over him and crushed him, took his life instantly. And I tell you, I know this being Mother's Day today, I just, my heart goes out to that mother. I had to come down and get that boy and carry him back to Missouri for the burial. And so, my friend, you don't know up on the side of our voice how lucky, how blessed that we are. Here in a funeral just recently, they had a mother that they has had the funeral at the church. And this is a young lady. At this time, she was about 27 years old. She hadn't spoke to her mother for years and years. And my friend, listen, oh, you should have been there. You should have seen what happened. And that this girl, when she was a young teenager, she rebelled against her mama. All her mama tried to do was just raise her up right. And they brought this mama, and they brought the coffin in there, and they got in touch with the woman and told her that her mother had passed away, and they was having the funeral at the Mount Zion Baptist Church, and for her to come if she wanted to see her mama before they buried in the ground. And I'm going to tell you what, one of the saddest things you ever seen in your life is when that 27-year-old girl come running down them aisles, and I'm telling you the truth, and she kept saying, Mama, 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 I'm so sorry, Mama, Mama, oh, Mama. Mama, and when she, listen, I'll never, she reached out and she kissed that mama on the lips. And she said, Mama, these are the first lips that ever kissed me. Mama, these are the first ears that ever heard my cry. Mama, these are the first hands that ever dried my tears. Oh, Mama, I'm so sorry. My friend, I bid you up on the side of my voice. Don't you get in that shape. Don't be in that shape. Amen. Don't be in that shape that you harbor bitterness in your heart against somebody. Amen. But sure, they might have messed up. My Lord, have mercy. They might have messed up. And but my friend, maybe you could be the one that might be able to lead them to the Lord. You might be able to, and if you see that they messed up, why don't you improve on it? Why don't you try to be a better mom out there on the side of my voice? Amen. Won't you do that? I'm going to ask you to do something today. I wish that you would turn your Bible over to Proverbs chapter 31. The first 10 verses, my friend, this week. I'm not going to have time because by the time I play my song and that I especially want to dedicate to the moms and things like this, I wish today that you would. Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 1 to 10 there. It tells about a king by the name of Lemuel was his name. And 29 chapters Solomon wrote. And all the 29 chapters that Solomon wrote, he always wrote bad things about women, how that they had broke his heart, how that they'd lie, how that they'd cheat, how that they'd dress like prostitutes, how that they would do this and that. But when you come to the 31st chapter of the book of Proverbs, the first 10 verses, there's another king here by the name of Lemuel. And Lemuel begins to tell, it says in verse 1, it says, the words of King Lemuel, the prophet, the prophecy that his mother taught him, and the things that his mother taught him. My friend, what a blessing to be able to read. And so my friend, up on the side of my voice, I'm going to get ready to play my song. Well, listen, I don't ever have nothing planned, but I got this here a long time back, and a lady had given me this. She said that when she was growing up in her life, that she thought she had the meanest mom in the world. She said, I guess I had the meanest mom in the whole world. While other kids eat candy for breakfast, I had to eat cereal and eggs or toast. While other kids had Coke and candy for lunch, I had to eat a sandwich. As you guess it, my supper was different from all the other kids. But at least I wasn't alone in my suffering. She made my brothers and my sisters do the same thing. My mom actually thought that I was on a chain gang. She had to know who my friends was, where we were going, and what we were doing. She insisted that if we'd be gone an hour, we better not be gone an hour and 10 minutes. We better be back on the very minute. I am nearly ashamed to admit it, but she actually struck us. Not at us, but she struck us. But each time we did, it was each time as we did what we pleased. Can you imagine someone actually striking their child? Boy, she was a mean mama. I said, now you can see how mean she really was. While other girls was getting to wear miniskirts, smoke cigarettes, we had to be little grandmas, wear old-fashioned dresses. And we wasn't even allowed to go to the drive-in movies with the boys. My mother was a complete failure as a mother. None of us was ever arrested, never been divorced, never had we beaten our mates, and each one of my brothers served his time in the service of his country. Whom do we have to blame for this terrible way we turned out? That's right, our mean mother. The worst is yet to come. We had to be in bed each night by 9 o'clock. We had to rise up early in the morning. We couldn't sleep till noon like all of our friends. So while they slept, my mother actually had the nerve to break the child labor law. She made us work. We had to wash the dishes. We had to make beds. We had to learn to cook and to do all sorts of hard things. I believe that she laid up at night thinking up mean things to do to us. She always insisted upon us telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, even if it killed us, and it nearly did. By the time that we was teenage girls, she was wiser, and our lives became more unbearable. None of us, none of this tooting a car horn for us girls to come out running for our dates. She embarrassed us to no end by making our dates and our friends come to the door to get us. I forgot to mention that while my friends were dating at the mature age of 12 and 13, my mean old mama refused to not even let us start a date until I was 15 years old, and I only got to date only at school functions, and that was only twice a year. Otherwise, I could not date until I was 18 years of age. Look at all we missed. We never got to march in a protest parade. We never took part in a riot. We never burned a draft card, and a million other things that the other children got to do. She forced us to grow up in a God-fearing, educated, honest adult. Amen. I hope that was a blessing to you. This is a song that I used to hate, and now says my mother, because after I found my mother at 28 years of age, she didn't get to live but just a few years after I got a chance to be able to lead her to the Lord. And this is a song that if she was alive today, down in Louisiana, I would play this song for her. And I play this song to each one of you mothers, and I hope and pray that it be a blessing to you.
Most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom past the credit cards and baby pictures, green stamps. You usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. Funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person, And I kind of feel like right now might be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom, you listening? Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of services, like night watchman, for instance. For lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late. You had the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburgers, turkey out of tuna fish, and two big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life, and for washing and ironing no laundry could ever do, and for drying the tears of childhood, and for ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for service as a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms, nightmares, and too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh, no. Important things like don't scratch it or it won't get well. If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that. And probably most important of all was be sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident. And I owe you for veterinarian services, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope, and for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going during some pretty tough times. For wonderful productions at Christmas, 4th of July, and birthdays. And for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites, confidence, hopes and dreams. And somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing a family together so it could stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows. And for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life that a growing boy just gotta have. Things like a full pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget. When there were only two pieces of apple pie left and three hungry people, I noticed that you were the one who suddenly decided that you really didn't like apple pie in the first place. These are just a very few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very cheap. She managed by simply doing about a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know, the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she'll mark the entire bill paid in full for just one kiss and four little words. Mom, I love you.
My friend, I hope you do that today. That you'll tell your mom that you love her. One of the saddest experiences I had this week, I run into a young lady that I know that I work with. And she's had a terrible life, hard, terrible life. And she told me that this week, when the other mothers was getting flowers and stuff delivered to them down at the plant, she ordered her own flowers. Put her own kids' names on the flower that had them sent to herself to make the other women think that her kids loved her. And she told me, nobody don't love me. Nobody don't care about me. I said, I want you to know I know one that cares for you and loves you. And, Mom, I want you to know you might have messed it up. Your life might have been a terrible, terrible thing. But I'm telling you, only Christ can come into your life, my friend, and change you. I'm telling you today. He can change you from the kind of life that you had to a mama, amen, that you can be proud of. Sure, people talk about you in your past and all these things, but I want you to know that the minute that you repent of your sins and trust Christ, all of your past sins is forgiven. They're washed away in Calvary's flow. All you got to do, maybe you're a mom listening to this home. Maybe you listen to this broadcast. Maybe you might be in the jail up here. You might be in the nursing home. You might be around your coffee table. You might be going, what am I going to do today, my friend? Go, I bet you. Go in there and wake them little youngins up. Dress them up the best you've got. Amen. Take them down to the house of God. Don't let the devil use us and say, well, I ain't got the clothes to go. Yes, you get up. You go. If it's a real man of God, if it's a real church, they won't care. Oh, God. Come on in. My little children, Mom. Get those kids saved. You get right with God. So I want to say to each one of you moms, may God bless you. The altar call program till next Sunday. Brother Johnny.